people with real jobs.
Hello?
Self-employed people. Which do you want to be? This is Certifiably Unemployable. It's time to fire the boss and become self-employed. Maybe you need a push to get that business or side gig going that you've been dreaming about for years. And if you're an entrepreneur, you can listen to stories and get experience from people who've done it. Get ready to change your life. Broadcasting from the compound, this is Certifiably Unemployable. And this is Sean Dean.
Welcome to Certifiably Unemployable. I am your host, Sean Dean. And once again, thank you for making us a part of your busy week. We know life is absolutely crazy as an entrepreneur. And there's a lot of options out there when you're an entrepreneur. You know, you have the ability to create your own time schedule. You have the ability to work your own hours. But a lot of people that are listening to this particular series of our episodes, it's focused all about why network marketing. And that might have been one of those topics that you've heard a lot about, whether it be network marketing or multi-level marketing. You've heard different terminologies. And so the whole point of today and the whole point of this series is to educate you on why you should be a part of network marketing or why you should not be a part of network marketing. And today I'm very fortunate to have a guest. Her name is Erica Dale, and she's actually based out of Indiana as well as Florida. So right now you're in Florida, so you're warm. That's good. And you've actually been in network marketing, what, since 2015, and you've really been able to create a fantastic story for yourself. So first, Erica, welcome to Certifiably Unemployable. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So before we go any further, I want to hear your story, not just your network marketing side, but, you know, what brought you to where you are? What's your background? What kind of experience do you have? Were you in corporate America? So tell us about you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for having me. It's an honor. And I mean, I love network marketing. So I think this is a great series that you're putting on, and just to educate people on what it is, because there's good, bad, and ugly, right, of everything that we have out there.
Absolutely.
But just to kind of diminish some of that ugly or the unknown. And I have your traditional background. I was told, go to school, get a degree, get a job, and life will be great. And at the age of 8 years old, I was asked what I wanted to do as an adult. And I knew I wanted to help people, even at that young of an age, but I didn't really know what that looked like. I knew I did not want to go into education as far as being a teacher, but I loved to help people. And so I went down the path of psychology, school counseling, and got my four-year degree, went on to get a master's degree. And I was working as a foster care therapeutic therapist and loved it. Loved what I did, was definitely on that path of helping people, helping kids. But I was financially broken. I was living a life of just barely scraping by. And this idea of network marketing was presented to me. And I'll be honest with you guys, I wasn't interested. I was one of those that said, this isn't for me. I don't think that anyone would actually have success in this. And it got to the point, though, in my life at 28 years old, I came home to a shutoff notification on my door for my electric bill in the dead of winter in Pennsylvania. And so it was just one of those things. I didn't really have any other options. I was already working crazy hours, driving 200 miles a week to do my therapy. And I found myself both humiliated and kind of at that low point of, I actually had to go to an assistance office and ask for help to pay this bill, because you can't survive without electric in the dead of winter. But also at that point, I said, I don't ever want to go through this again. And if this network marketing thing can at least pay me a few hundred bucks a month where this never has to happen, sign me up. Tell me what to do. That was back in 2012. So that's actually where I got my first taste in network marketing. But it wasn't until 2015 where I never really learned how to budget, how to have any money management. And so I was back in that place again, living less than paycheck to paycheck, working as a gym manager, and was burnt out from network marketing. Had kind of run the path and in 3 years of the first company where it came up again. And it was at that point in my life where, again, I couldn't go get a job. I couldn't go find a part-time job. And I just said, you know what? I know what's possible. Now I actually believed in it. So I was in a little bit of a different point of my life where I did believe in the success that was possible, but I was working 50, 60 hours a week, managing a gym, living less than paycheck to paycheck. And I said, I can't go and build this thing in the traditional sense of belly to belly, going to get coffee, doing home meetings, doing home parties. And so I said, if I can figure out a way to do this online, sign me up, let's give this another go. And in 3 years, I was able to create a six-figure income in my current company, building majority on social media. And so now that's just kind of my passion of introducing people to this space, but in kind of a more modern way than your traditional sense that's been over the last however many years network marketing has been around.
Yeah, I love it. Erica, there's a few key things that you mentioned while you were talking that I wanted to kind of take a step back to and talk about those. So now, when you first looked at network marketing back in 2012 and you said this was not for me, this was not for you, why was it not for you?
Complete transparency, I felt I was better than it.
Okay.
I had a master's degree that I didn't need this network marketing thing.
Yep. You know, and I'm glad you said that, not because it's honorable to have pride, and it's honorable to allow things like that to help filter your train of thought. But if you're listening to this, you know, whether you're looking to get into network marketing, you're just looking to start your own business, that feeling of I'm better than that, or I can't do that because of A, B, and C is a normal feeling. You've got someone like Erica who 100% looked at the industry and said, this isn't for me. But now that industry that she looked at and said, this is not for me. Number one, she probably was very uneducated about the system in the first place. And so she judged a book by its cover, and she didn't even open the cover, read the first chapter and understand what she was reading. Right. And that's the problem we have. That's the problem we have as human beings. And so that's what this is all about. And so you finally allowed your pride to say, forget it. You exposed yourself to the industry, and now that industry has changed your life. And more importantly, you're able to change other people's lives. So that was the first thing I wanted to bring up. Now, one of the things too that you had mentioned is that you're able to help other people. You're able to share your passion. You know, one of the things that I love about network marketing is that there's a lot of different opportunities, whether you join a company that's service-based or product-based, you happen to be with a company that focuses on nutrition, and, you know, and that happens to be a passion of yours. That's something that you're passionate about. And so naturally that makes it much easier for you. But outside of the nutrition, outside of that type of product for you that is easy for you, what about this company? What about the network marketing side of your company was attractive to you other than the products?
Yeah, I mean, definitely the product. I think it does play a role. And I don't think you have to. I could go both ways. I could swing it both ways. At the end of the day, it's a business. But I think when you have that passion, it makes it easier. For me, I wanted something that was consumable. I wanted something that I wasn't, you know, chasing after people month after month after month. So high retention rate was important to me. But then having systems and mentorship already in place, because I'm not the type, like, I could start a business ground up. My husband and I have done it, but I would prefer to have those things in place and more so plug and play, like turn into it, be coachable, learn what's necessary to go out and really crush it in that space without having to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of people need to understand that inside of a successful network marketing company, more importantly, inside of a successful network marketing team, there's a system in place. You don't have to go in and reinvent the wheel. You don't have to try to figure out, well, where am I going to find this? Where am I going to do that? No, all you have to do is follow the steps. And you'll know really quick when you get into a network marketing company and a team, whether you're in the right place. I mean, one of the things that, you know, I'm currently not building a network marketing business. I've been around network marketing since I was 18 years old. I'll be 45 in May of 2021. So that tells you I've been around the industry a long time. So now that I'm not building a company, building a network marketing team, what I miss most about it is the culture, is being able to reach out to that average person and hear that success story and getting that phone call and say, hey, Sean, I just made my first couple $100. I'm super excited, you know? And what I love most is that, you know, you spend all this money on education. We've all been there. We go to college. We spend a ton of money. We got student loan debt coming out our ears in many cases. But we don't need that with something like network marketing. And that's something that I find very attractive. So you started in 2015. You only had $226 in your bank account. So how long did it take for you to start getting some sort of steady income? So that way you're like, all right, I've got something here. I've got some momentum.
Yeah, it was really just about 90 days in. Okay. It was funny because at the time I was dating my husband, and he's a brick and mortar business. We owned gyms. I should say he owned gyms. So he had, you know, invested hundreds of thousands of dollars on a business that has a high percent of failure rate. And so him looking at this business model, he just, again, we go back to that. He didn't understand it. And so a lot of times when we don't understand something, we make fun of it. Mm-hmm. And I remember about 90 days in, I had actually earned an incentive trip to, it was an all expense paid trip for a Mediterranean cruise. And that was when his head started to turn. And he said, well, wait, how much are you actually making? And I was like, well, I'm not rich. Don't. And he's like, no, but how much are you making? And I remember telling him I was bringing in about $1,000 a month. And he goes, but you're still managing the gyms full time. Like how much are you actually putting into this? And so that was when he realized, you know, with 10 hours a week, very part-time, I was making $1,000 a month. That's life-changing to most people. And it definitely was to me in that point of my life.
Yeah, absolutely. $1,000 a month, that's an extra 12 grand a year for working part-time. And in the sad reality, there's a lot of people that make barely over that the entire year working full-time. So, yeah. You know, so that's the realization of the industry itself, of network marketing. So the company that you joined in 2015, you're still with that company. You're a top producer, you're earning six figures. But how many people, and maybe you can put a number on it because you might have that number in your brain. How many people have you helped get out of their job, or maybe they're living, you know, maybe they're no longer living paycheck to paycheck, or maybe they're also making a six-figure income?
Yeah. So we have in our team, several that have, actually most of them are still working because they're just able to. And that's the beautiful thing. Like not everyone is here to, you know, fire their boss or get themselves out of their job.
Right.
I have one girl on my team who she's 44 years old and 14 years in corporate America, was able to get rid of that job that was not paying her worth, not treating her worth. And you know, you talk about those phone calls that you got, Sean, of I just made a couple $100 or I just made my investment back. And it was the day that she called me and said, I got to get my kids off the bus today, when she hasn't been able to do that. I got to go to every single one of their games this week. And so it's just creating those different lives. So we have, tons that have are no longer living that paycheck to paycheck life. So I don't have a number on it. Handfuls that are bringing in, you know, $3,000 to $4,000 a month, yeah, while still earning their breadwinning salary from their careers.
And that's awesome, because now they've got options. More importantly, they have hope. They have the ability to not work overtime if they don't have to. Yeah. You know, there's so many studies that show that just an extra $300-$400 a month would eliminate a lot of divorces, would eliminate a lot of bankruptcies, would eliminate a lot of those hardships. And that's not a lot of money. $300-$400 a month is not a lot of money. So that goes to show you how close people are to just, they're almost out of that rut, but they just don't know what to do. And something like network marketing, being able to be a part of a company that is, in most cases, it's it's bigger than what you are, but it so easily embraces you into that culture that it feels good to be around, you know. And I've had people on my team that have said, you know, I've had a couple of ladies on my team that, you know, they were full-time moms, and they've, you know, they have said, listen, I just want to bring something in every month. Even if all I do is pay my car payment, I want to feel like I'm adding some value, some worth, other than just being a mom full time. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to pay a bill. I want to be able to, you know, tell myself that I'm helping my husband pay those bills. And so that's tremendously rewarding. So if there's a message, or if there's really something that you wanted to tell people, why network marketing, and maybe we want to talk a little bit about your approach and how you get people to kind of go through that aha moment, because you focus a lot on social media. So I'm gonna let you talk about that.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that people, when they tend to get it, it's when you talk about leveraged income, when you talk about the ability to, yes, it takes work. This isn't magic. This isn't, you know, this is probably one of the hardest things I've done to get to where I am in my current company. But it's fun. It's been worth it.
Right.
But it's that leveraged income where, you know, 6 weeks this past summer, I took 6 weeks off because we moved, and I just bit off more than I could chew. And I literally maybe took a couple phone calls in 6 weeks, and my business didn't falter. Now, owning gyms, if we had stepped away for more than a week, it was crumbling.
Yeah.
And so a lot of, especially entrepreneurs in different spaces, when you talk about that, they tend to start to get it. They tend to start to bend their ear a little bit more and say, well, wait, I could never do that in my job right now or in my company.
Right.
So that, I think, is one of the most valuable things. I always talk to people. I mean, I have a girlfriend in our company who went through, you know, 20 some year marriage, went through a horrific divorce. Her son was going through rehab for drugs. All of this hit her at once. And for 18 months, she had to take off of her business. She not only increased her paycheck, she ranked up during that 18 months. She didn't touch her business because her kid's life was at stake. And I always say, you know, if life isn't hitting you right now, it's around the corner, because that's what life does to us.
Right.
And so in your current position, whatever you're doing, would you be able to take off 2 weeks, 6 weeks, 18 months to be at the forefront of whatever your family or whatever your life needed you in that moment? And I don't think many people could answer yes to that.
I love it. I love it, because I think that is so true. Now, before we get into how you focus in building your business, I want you to answer me, why do you think when your average person or just anybody gets into network marketing, why do you think they fail right away? What do you think it is?
I think the biggest reason is they come in with improper expectations. They either, that's on them or whoever enrolled them, whoever went out and recruited them, set them up wrong.
Right.
So they come in thinking it's going to be easy. They come in thinking that in the next 30 days, I'm going to be a millionaire. Like, there's just these kind of outlandish expectations. And when that doesn't happen, they just quit. So they don't give it enough time. You know, I always say, like, it took me 3 years to create a six-figure income, which, depending on the person, could be fast or slow. I've seen it done faster. I've seen it done slower. But if it would have taken me 10 years of something part-time to go out and create that, nothing in my life would have ever allowed me to do that.
Right.
And so giving themselves the patience, the grace, because there's skill set and mindset that comes into play that we're maybe not ready for. We don't understand that that's what it's going to take. And just that failing forward notion. So I think that, I guess, patience, if I had to boil it down to one word, they just don't give themselves enough time.
No, they don't. And, you know, if anybody that's getting involved in network marketing, if all they could do is just promise themselves they're going to follow the system. And I'm telling you, once you get your first paycheck, you get your first taste, and you understand that, number one, it's real, but more importantly, number two, that you can do it, there's not a whole lot that can stop you. Because in any business, network marketing, franchise, brick, it doesn't matter. If you allow outer voices to control your thoughts, then you're not meant to be in business. You're not meant to be an entrepreneur. So you have to allow yourself, and you've got to believe in yourself.
Yeah.
So your main focus outside of the traditional way of recruiting, you know, doing the house parties and everything else, you focus mainly on social media. So you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, for sure. So that was just kind of where I felt I had to go with this in order to make it successful. Simply because if you guys know gym managers or personal trainers, the hours are crazy. You know, my day would sometimes start at 9 a.m., sometimes go till 9 p.m. So there wasn't really a lot of time to not only go build a network marketing. I mean, I didn't have time to pursue some things I was passionate about. You know, friends would ask me to go to dinner. I'm like, yeah, you want to go at 9 o'clock tonight? Nope, didn't think so. So I just felt like, you know, if we could take these systems, and nothing's different, like it's the same system, it's just online, it's through right. Zooms, it's through Facebook chat. Like I do three-way chats all day, every day for my team. And the power of that is I can do 10 three-way chats versus a half hour phone call.
Right.
Now I still do three-way calls. So for those of you that are familiar with network marketing, three-way calls are kind of one of the staples of building a business. But I could also get on a Zoom and do a presentation to 20 people, you know, in the power of recording it and then kicking it out to anyone who couldn't make it right. versus the five people that showed up in a living room.
100%.
So it's the same concept. And what the misnotion of building it on social media is people think that it's easier. It's not easier, but I do think that it gives you a bigger platform. And I think you can get in front of people quicker. But at the end of the day, the skill sets are still the same. The mindset still has to be there. And the intentionality of your work ethic, number one, has to be there.
Well, you know, one of the biggest things that people say when they first look at a network marketing company, they're like, well, I don't really know anybody to talk to. I don't know what to do. So do people still have that same response when they focus on the social media side of promoting their business?
I think so. I think that they are still people out there. I think you can just dig in with them a little bit and say like, hey, look, I just went to your Facebook. You've got 1,000 friends. Like, I know you don't know all of them, but what if we start talking to some people there? And you can kind of break down that wall a little bit. It's some of the people that come and they say, well, I want to do what you did. And they've got 100 friends on Facebook. I'm like, well, we're going to have to start outside of social media and we'll build that
talk
second.
About that part. Yes. Right. Well, and that's the thing. You've got to have real expectations for yourself. And you've got to understand that when you decide to choose a network marketing company, you find the right company. But I think more importantly, it's really not always about the product. It's not always about the compensation plan, because normally I've never learned the compensation plan until I start working the business. Then I'm like, oh, well, that's where I got paid that. That's how I got paid that. That's how I learned. But a lot of times it's about the team. It's about the culture. It's about the system in place. And it's about you feeling comfortable with where you're at.
Yeah, right? 100%.
Okay, perfect. Erica, I really appreciate it. So how do people connect with you? I know you've got some training, you've got a system, you've got all kinds of stuff. So how do we connect with Erica? If somebody's listening to this and they're like, I really would like to work with someone like her, how do we get in touch with you?
Yeah, so I have a website, whoisericadale.com, and it's Erica with a K, just so you guys don't misspell that.
And we'll put that link inside the podcast notes and of course on YouTube and Facebook. So
awesome, awesome. And then same Instagram, Who is Erica Dale, Facebook, Erica Dale. So pretty simple, pretty across the board, same name, but I'd love to connect with you guys, even if nothing else, to pick my brain on how I built on social media. It's something I can talk about pretty much all day, every day.
All right. Well, you know, listen, Erica's been with the same company for 6 years, going on 7 years now. You're going on 6 years. Sorry, 2015. Yeah. Do the math, Sean. Not 2022 yet. I mean, we're already done with the first quarter. So, but she's been with the same company. She's figured it out. She's got it. She got it down pat. And she gets to work with her husband. She gets to choose the people she wants to work with. And she's living a life that she chooses to live. So kudos to you, Erica. And thank you for your knowledge so much. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's been an honor.
All right, sounds good. So don't forget to like, subscribe, leave any comments, leave any notes. If you have any questions, maybe you don't want to reach out to Erica directly, you want to reach out to me, you want me to connect the dots with you and Erica, we can do that as well. This is Certifiably Unemployable. And until next time.
You've been listening to Certifiably Unemployable. Ready to fire the boss yet? You're on your way. Sean has been self-employed for over 20 years. So if that's something that you want to do, something you've been dreaming about for years, Sean has all the knowledge, good, bad, and indifferent. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from this show. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on Facebook and Instagram at Certifiably Unemployable. Find us on YouTube and at www.certifiablyunemployable.com. Till next time, this is Certifiably Unemployable, signing off.